Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Berry moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. Berry moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Berry scores. Buford moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Buford steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hauser picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hauser. Adair moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottle Miri covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Mel Stottle Miri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Miri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith throws towards short. Kennedy fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hauser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Lou Clinton pinch hits for Mel Stottlemyre. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Womack fires to first and picks off Stroud. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. There goes McCraw. The throw from Howard to second, and McCraw is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to second to double up Robinson. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Tillotson now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AJ. Smith reaches second base with a double. Mantle scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.